The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem greeting you this Saturday, August the 15th, 2020. And we're so happy that you've joined us on Our Urban Story. Sitting across from me is the co-host.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bebe Diamond.
Yes, and we're so happy that she's here with us as usual because we are a team of two. Today, we're going to talk about lifting the veil. And we want to get started right away because we have a lot to talk about. I'm going to give the call-in number, but we're going to probably use this first half hour to talk about some of the things that are pressing on our hearts, and I'm sure that they're touching you in a special way also. The call-in number, please write it down, 973-925-4559. That's 973-925-4559. Ms. Diamond, please start us off with lifting the veil.
Exactly. We have a lot to talk about, and we're going to cover a lot of topics that fall under that theme.
Amen.
But before we begin, I want to acknowledge and talk about very briefly the murder of 5-year-old Cannon Hinnant in North Carolina. This 5-year-old child was murdered by his next-door neighbor or neighbor, a black man, and you
yes.
could say a deranged black man. But there are a lot of people struggling with mental illness, and they don't go around murdering people, particularly innocent children. The media hasn't really delved into the story. I mean, CNN is just reporting it. I got a story from them 7 hours ago about the killing of this child, this baby,
yes.
In North Carolina. We want to honor Cannon Hinnant. He is just as much a victim of racial violence, in my opinion, as George Floyd. Because why did this black man choose this white innocent baby to murder? And this is not the first time that a black man has taken out his rage on an innocent child. We remember in the Mall of America in Minneapolis about 2 years ago where a black man threw an innocent toddler, white child, over the banister. Thank God. It was more than a banister. It was like several stories high.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank God that child survived. But imagine the horror that this man, and I'm saying his race, and I'm saying his race as a black woman because I think it's important. And this is part of lifting the veil. We got to speak the truth to black America and about black America. And the story about Cannon Hinnant is part of our theme. Barbara, your thoughts?
Oh, most definitely. You know, I'm sick and tired of people trying to always capitalize when a mistake is made, or even if it's on purpose, where a white may do something wrong to a black. When we look at the statistics about crime, blacks commit far more crime against whites than whites do against blacks. Even in police shootings, whites are shot more by police than blacks are. But people like Al Sharpton and other race hustlers and race baiters, they play on it when a mistake is made or something happens, you know, like even with Trayvon Martin and,
right.
you know, so many cases we can name.
Right.
But they don't care when black people go out there and hurt a 5-year-old innocent boy sitting on a bicycle.
Right.
The news is not even concerned about it.
Right.
Don't tell me about Black Lives Matter. I say Black Lives murder innocent people. They murder not only black people, but they murder white people, and some black lives are just evil. Mm-hmm. I don't make excuses for people committing acts like that.
Right.
I bet you he wouldn't go up against a 6'6" white man and try to take advantage of him. Because he'd get beat down and where he need to be, locked up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am so disgusted with all of this covering up, with all of these lies that are being spoken in our community. Like, white people are the only one that only ones that commit crimes. They ignore black-on-black crime. They ignore that the worst disease in black communities is violence. Stealing, robbing, looting, killing one another for no reason at all.
Absolutely.
I am appalled. And like I put on Facebook and other social media, no fluff, no foolishness, no political correctness, just raw truth.
Barbara, I think that, you know, we as black women, we've seen the brokenness in the black community.
Absolutely.
And we need to lift the veil on a few things.
Yes.
And that's why we're reserving this half hour, because there are several points, and we will get to Kamala or Kamala Harris as part of this, because I think, quite frankly, it's offensive if the Democrats...
It is offensive.
If the Democrats wanted to choose an African-American to garner the African-American or black vote, why did they choose someone of Indian and Jamaican descent? She doesn't have any African lineage. She has no African DNA. Kamala Harris is not an African-American. One of the things, as part of this lifting the veil a program we're doing today, black people need to wake up. You have been lied to. We have been lied to by the media, by the Democratic Party, and to a certain extent by the Republican Party, but largely by the left, by the media, Al Sharpton. A lot of black pastors have sold their soul to the Democratic Party, and we need to wake up. Barbara.
Well, absolutely. There's no question about it. You know, one of the major problems in the black community are the broken homes. When we have over 73% of black babies born out of wedlock into single-headed households where people have dropped out of school, dropped out of life, and decided, well, you know, the Democratic Party is saying that they're the champion of the family, and it takes a village to raise a child, and I'll just accept what they have to give me. I'll go into this affordable housing project where it's a lot of violence and don't even worry about building a future for myself and my child. And that's been our major problem. We think that freebies come free, but not realizing freebies equals slavery in a very subliminal format, because you're limited in so many ways. You're stripped of achieving and seeking the American dream that so many foreigners of different hues come to this country and enjoy. They capitalize on the opportunities in this land. Their children don't have an option as to whether or not they're going to further their education. It's mandatory. And we should start thinking on those terms, because America is a land of opportunities. America is a place where you can realize your American dream. And we need to stop listening to the sharp tongues, the sly Jacksons, the Democratic, I call them the demon rats, because they are the party of killing the babies and open borders. We need to really be taught how to think critically. You know, and I'm sick and tired of this party talking about defunding the police. And, you know, like Sharpton was talking about, they want to rally so that they can change the laws and the police can have more training and we can know where they came from. When is somebody like him going to start talking about training our young people, black men and women in particular, to respond like individuals, human beings, with respect to our police officers? And if you've been mistreated, make sure you're nice and kind enough and polite enough that you can live the next day to tell your story. That's how you use your head. When are we going to start teaching them about respecting authority? Many times they come up in these households where there's no authoritative figure. Unfortunately, fathers are missing. Over 73% of them don't have their fathers actively in their lives. And sometimes the mothers are missing in action, too, because they're too busy trying to be teenagers, sex goddesses of the ghetto, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I'm just telling it like it is. I live in these areas. I was raised on the streets of New York, so I know the real deal. I know the rawness of it, and I don't have time to play, because America is in danger. And we need to awaken people from their slumber, from their apathetic attitudes.
Right.
It is important for us to maintain our freedoms and our liberties. And it is important, I think, to put the truth out there. And prayerfully, someone will listen to it and say, you know what? Maybe she has a point. Let me start living my dream. Let me start working hard and saving my money. Let me think about getting married and having a husband who's working, who knows how to be a protector and a provider before I have children. That's what we need. That's what we should strive for. And that's what we're going to talk about. Ms. Diamond.
Absolutely. Lifting the veil.
Lifting that veil.
We need black people to wake up desperately.
Very much so.
You need to understand that the Democratic Party has hindered us.
Right.
I know we've been brainwashed and it's hard to process. You're hearing what we're saying. And some of you are offended. Because
I
you
don't care.
Wait, let me just finish. but some of you may be offended because you've been raised to vote for Democrat. Your grandmother, your grandfather, that's all you know is a Democratic Party. But let me tell you something. That the Democratic Party is a party of segregation, the party of Jim Crow, the party of the KKK. That is the history of the Democratic Party. And Barbara, I just want to get your thought on that.
I just want to add that it's also the party of down with God, remove God, forget about God, forget about human life is sacred, forget about male and female get joined in holy matrimony. That's what this party has come to represent. Godlessness. Godlessness. Want me to say it again? Godlessness. And I don't see how anybody who professes to be a Christian can even consider casting a vote for a party that in 2012 said, don't even mention God at our convention. And a party that says, oh, America is nothing but a wasteland. Open borders, open borders. Oh, by the way, we care about your health, but we don't care who comes into this country, whether or not they have a communicable disease. All we want is for people to come into this country, which we're going to infiltrate the urban, the minority communities with. All we want them to do is to come into this country and keep voting us back into office. We already have a certain component of our population trained to do that.
Right.
And that's why they keep getting elected. Trained by the media.
Yes.
Trained by people like Sharp Tongue and Sly Jackson.
Right.
Trained by the CNN, MSNBC, to keep voting us in, whether or not we do anything to help their communities or not, whether or not they're living in poverty, beyond poverty, while we live in luxury and have our walls and our fences up. Here it is. That party is promoting America shouldn't even be defined by borders, that was said by the previous president. And every other country, whether they're rich, whether they're poor, whether they're undeveloped, and whether they're living in the jungle, mm-hmm. have borders. How dare them be so insulting to this country? How dare them? And we need to awaken and lift that veil from those minds that have been so programmed, so controlled, and so prone to vote one way all of their lives. And get nothing for it. Ms. Diamond.
Absolutely. Black people, we need to wake up.
Absolutely.
Stop automatically voting for Democrats. Because we have done that for decades now, the Democratic Party believes they don't have to work to improve our communities.
No, they don't.
Improve our schools.
True.
Because we're going to vote for them anyway. So they don't have to do
anything
to get our votes. And we need to break out of that. I posted on Twitter the other day, there's a sick codependency relationship between Black America and the Democratic Party. They enable our brokenness, our dependency on the government, our alcoholism, drug use, broken homes. The Democrats feed that. They're enabling us, and we in turn vote for them. It's a sick codependency relationship. We are believing and trusting the Democrats more than we believe the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who gave us Yeshua, who is Jesus. We go on Sunday. We go to church. Ain't God good all the time? Someone replies. The preacher says we're going to stomp our feet and clap our hands and turn to your neighbor. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And then we say when the praises go up, the blessings go down. We are, I hate to say it, many of us are wasting time doing that. God requires obedience.
Amen.
Read it for yourself. Obedience is better than sacrifice. It's in 1 Samuel, I believe, 15. There is really no value in singing all these gospel songs over and over and you're not obeying God. That is my message to you. We are living in Deuteronomy 28, start at verse 15.
Right.
We see it. Barbara has been in Newark and Harlem and Brooklyn and
Florida,
Georgia, New Orleans. We see the brokenness in the black community. And we're the only race in this country that doesn't believe America is great.
Absolutely.
And that's because of people like Al Sharpton and Black Lives Matter.
Oh, most definitely. Most days, you know, I am an ordained minister. I'm a reverend. And I listen to somebody like Sharpton, like on Saturday, this morning. You know, he has such a hatred for our president. He doesn't read the Bible at all. He made a statement, if this man is reelected, he will revoke everything we got. What he means by that is he's going to stop black people from voting. And you know, I mean, this man is totally insane, and he is so godless. And why do I listen to him? Because one of my converts, you know, encouraged me to listen to him because she's breaking free from all of this rhetoric and propaganda that he has been spreading. How can anybody who says that they are a woman or a man of God or even a child of God promote a party and support a party and vote for a party that puts up candidates who believe in killing babies, who believe in open borders, who don't believe in the Second Amendment, who believe we should get rid of ICE, we should defund the police, all of these things. You know, for him to pick Ms. Harris, Kamala Harris, there, as far as I'm concerned, she is nothing but another, what is it, model of Stacey Abrams.
Right.
The only thing with Stacey Abrams, I believe that she does have African-American roots.
Absolutely. We have a caller on hold. Hi, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Hello, Audrey.
Welcome.
Yes.
Barbara, I agree with everything you and Ms. BB are talking about today. I have witnessed this now for 50 years.
Can you talk a little louder, please, Audrey? I can barely hear you.
Okay. Is that better?
Yes. That's much better.
Much, thanks.
Okay. I've kind of witnessed this for 50 years. I mean, since I was in
yes.
high school.
Yes, yes.
And then I also worked with kids who were in trouble, law violators. And the thing that really sets on my mind is that they are being trained
yes.
to be angry, to be hateful.
Yes. Yes.
It just really has bothered me for years and years and years, and it's only getting worse. And the thing that's really getting me right now is the number of white people
yes.
who are feeding in to these negative, bad
yes.
behaviors. And it's just so frustrating because I have family who tell me that I'm unkind, I'm delusional, I'm selfish, I'm all of these bad things because I don't believe that black lives matter.
All lives matter.
All lives matter.
Audrey, we want to thank you so much for your call, and you're absolutely correct. Well, you can tell those relatives and friends of yours that you know a black woman, you know two black women who don't need the sympathy of white people. I don't want it because anytime, you know, a white person approaches me with all of this racism, this and that, I ask them point blank, do you think I need a nanny?
Right.
You know, some of these white people think that black people need nannies. We have very good brains, some of us, most of us, only we need
well,
to use it.
You have a very good one, Ms. Barbara.
We need to use it. Yeah. You know, my grandmother and my mother used to say, don't just use your head for a hat rack. So that meant she wanted us to think. My grandmother used to always say, don't act like you have sawdust in your head. Because they wanted us to grow up and mature into thinkers. What's wrong now and what's going so wrong now is we have so many broken homes.
That's the problem.
That we don't have somebody there, a grandmother, a mother, a father, telling their children, well, I want you to sit down for a moment and think.
Yes.
Talk to me. Yes. Tell me what your thoughts are. The broken home, to me, is the core of the problem and the problem. But for these white people, you know, when I'm out in some of these rallies, and once in a while, you know, like my daughter's parking the car or something, I look like I'm the only black person there. A white liberal will try to come up to me because they think that just because I'm black, I shouldn't be at a rally where there's mostly white people. And I tell them quick, like the last rally I was at and one started approaching me, I told her, I said, Miss, I'm not in the mood for your foolishness. So don't even come to me. When they start talking to me about race, I tell them, I am the expert. You're white, I'm black. So don't even come telling me that you know what racism is.
Absolutely.
So you just tell them that you know two women that reject what they're saying. And if they want to give us a call, want to call the program one of these days, we can fully explain it in logic and facts and also based on the word of God.
Thank you, Audrey, for the call.
Thank you so much. God bless you, and please call again.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely.
All right, bless you, too.
God bless. Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. And Audrey brings me back to the looting that happened in Chicago. They, some black kids looted some high-end stores in Chicago, and Black Lives Matter, the organization, defended it, saying these are like reparations. Really? How is this like reparations? How is this about justice when you're robbing and looting stores? Listen, I grew up, you grew up black and poor. You didn't go around robbing and looting stores.
No,
it's a matter of morals. A lot of our black children, because of the brokenness, they have no moral foundation.
Right.
And where is the black church? Where are the black leaders who are standing up for the word of God? We have so many shootings going on in Chicago, innocent children getting murdered. You have black men who are screaming, out of control emotionally, screaming at people they don't even know because they're angry. And what Sharpton and race hustlers, like what he does, he tries to direct that and project it onto white people. White people
have nothing to
do with the brokenness in the black community. And one of the worst things we've done as a race is listening to white liberals and following what they believe and rejecting God. That's one of the worst mistakes we've made as a race.
Well, you know what? White people should say, when are you going to pay me some reparations for my forefathers and foremothers that died in the Civil War?
Thank you, Barbara.
When are you going to pay me for my forefathers and foremothers that helped the slaves escape from slavery to Canada and to the North? I mean, if we're going to start paying reparations, it goes both ways. The white people should be and how many of you who are white are related to those who were sitting in Congress and passed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment to give black people the right and the citizenship to be treated as equal? You need some reparations also.
And that's largely thanks to the Republican Party
who
pushed through those amendments. But if we're talking about reparations, Barbara, before we go to break, we have like 4 minutes before break. Kamala Harris's family Jamaican side,
yes,
and on her Indian side, her mother's from India, father's from Jamaica. Their family had slaves. Kamala Harris is a direct descendant of slave owners.
Where
are the reparations from her? Where's the apology from Kamala Harris that
Hallelujah.
Her family, and it's documented. Dinesh D'Souza has done a lot of research.
Yes,
it is documented that her family owned a plantation in Jamaica.
Amen.
Where is Kamala Harris's apology for her family owning slaves?
And unfortunately,
lifting the veil.
Too many blacks will ignore all of that. You know, I have a friend who was a member of a prayer group. Mm-hmm. And they were talking negatively about our president. Mm-hmm. And my friend is a supporter of President Trump. So she was saying, no, he wasn't the one who put the cages up for the children or whatever. You know what they told her? We don't want any facts. Mm-hmm. We don't want to hear what you have to say. Mm-hmm. They have such a dislike for President Trump, such a respect for godless Obama. So I told her, That's not a prayer group that's praying to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
No. And what I believe, Barbara, is that Obama, Barack Obama, was a part of this team that selected Kamala Harris. You selected someone who had an affair with Willie Brown. That she advanced her career.
A home wrecker.
He was the mayor of San Francisco. You have a woman who locked up many black men for smoking marijuana, and then she bragged during the primaries that she smoked pot.
She ruined lives.
She lied on Brett Kavanaugh. Lied on this man. Lied. Kamala Harris is a disaster.
I don't want anybody in the black church, any church, to tell me that they are Christian and they can support this
ticket.
And I can open up that Bible and we'll go round and round. If you respect God. See, those people who go to church, clap their hands and stomp their feet. Right. Their God is the media.
Absolutely.
Their God is the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
Their God is propaganda.
Yeah.
When you lock down your mind and you don't want truth, you're not teachable.
You're
not a child of God. Mm. And I'll challenge anybody on any level with the word of God.
Amen. Well, let's talk about Joe Biden before we go to break. This is a man who said the N-word several times at a Senate hearing. This is a man who said he did not want his children growing up in a racial jungle. This is a man who recently said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. This is a man who
said, a racist?
Black people are not as diverse as Hispanics.
Who's a racist?
Because we have this mental block. We're herd thinkers. Joe Biden has been corrupt. He's benefited his family through Ukraine, China, the Biden family. He sold us out to the Chinese.
And
if he wins, God forbid, we better start learning. He will not win.
We better start
learning Mandarin Chinese.
And you see, now Donald Trump, people talk about Donald Trump and his three marriages, but I also remind them that not one of his children was born out of wedlock.
There you go.
And he didn't abandon any of them. Now you have Kamala Harris, or whatever you want to pronounce it, who slept her way to where she is.
Right.
I wonder if they're going to have a problem with that.
Exactly.
Or are they going to ignore it like they ignored Clinton's infidelity?
Thank you.
You see, there's a double standard that these people who are brainwashed
want
us to accept.
Mm-hmm.
But let's deal with truth. Let's deal with honesty. And just like people talk about Donald Trump and his multiple marriages, whatever, I challenge them. What legacy are you leaving for your children? Did you remain with your children and support them throughout their young lives? Kamala Harris is unfit to be running for an office. Joe Biden is unfit.
Yeah, Joe Biden.
He has a racist history. Look at him and Robert Byrd.
Right.
And he's always bringing up the race card because it's programmed in him, and the wires in his brain have short-circuited.
Yeah, he has dementia. It's clear Joe Biden is not well. He's senile. This black reporter who's friendly to his campaign asked him, Mr. Biden, if he had taken a cognitive test. And he made a joke about it and asked the black reporter, are you a junkie?
Because he's a racist.
This is how Joe Biden thinks of us, black people.
It's part of his makeup. Yes.
If we vote for the Biden, for the Harris-Biden ticket or Biden-Harris ticket, we have no self-respect. We're pathetic.
What the good Lord gave us, a brain. In my book, I talk about people who go to church but yet and still support the Democratic Party. My book, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Because as I said, I am an ordained minister. And I have observations that are accurate and correct. And I can name the churches. We're going to be going to break in a minute. But please, if you're holding, please hold on until we come back. Support our sponsors, and God bless you. We'll be right back.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home, or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD Detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
Hello, we're back with you, and thank you so much for staying with us. I'm just going to start off very quickly. I see that I have two comments from somebody named Cheryl Jones. I'm not going to waste much time on that. She's asking me how much I get paid and some kind of other silly stuff. You know, I just speak the truth. I haven't been around all of these years and as a dummy. So if you're a dummy, you know, stay in. I hope you don't stay in that position. I hope you get better. But don't ask silly questions because I don't need to get paid to tell the truth. I love telling the truth. More truth needs to be in the air instead of all of this foolishness that's destroying our country. That's destroying many lives, you know, unnecessarily. I speak the truth. Go ahead, Ms. Diamond.
Thank you, Barbara, for saying that. You know, lifting the veil is something that I think we are commissioned to do.
I know we are.
Because the black church is not stepping up. Too many black ministers have sold out to the Democratic Party. They have pictures of Dr. King with Barack Obama and Malcolm X.
And all. Yes.
We need to get to the truth. And we need to respect the word of God from the Old Testament or the Torah, Tanakh, all the way through to the book of Revelation, okay? This is about, if we're going to have a church, we need to we need to be honest about the word of God and encouraging Christians to vote for people who support abortion. Now, for the Democratic Party, including Kamala Harris, it's not enough to support abortion. What they want to do, even after the baby has been born, they want to give the doctor and the mother the option to kill this baby. This is how extreme this is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Abortion is not normal. It's not health care. It's the interruption and the disruption of life. That's what abortion is.
And you know, I thought about something last night. What you said, Ms. Diamond, is absolutely true. And the Bible is very clear in Proverbs that God hates the shedding of innocent blood. But you know, all of these people who talk about, you know, we love black people and all of that. They know that nationwide, 40% of the abortions are upon black women of childbearing age. You know, in New York, more black babies are aborted than born. They keep us because of their programs and because of their seductive words. They keep us at a 13% population rate. Regardless of all of the years that have passed, you see, we're killing ourselves.
That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing.
We're killing ourselves. We're doing the job of Margaret Sanger. That's
right.
Why
we're killing ourselves.
Margaret Sanger started Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely.
You know,
it was called something else, but that's why she started Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely, absolutely. And something came to me last night, and I'm going to read this. Real clerics, that's people who are in the church with loud voices, need to sound the alarm and rouse real Christians to vote to save America from radical leftists who support death to the Judeo-Christianity in America. They want Christianity to die out. That's why they made sure that the churches were closed. That's why they made sure that we couldn't go to church. They don't want us singing because they want death to Judeo-Christianity in America. So clerics with very loud voices need to stop thinking about their pockets and start thinking about serving the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. If you are a cleric, then you should be basing what you say to your congregation from the Word of God. And you don't have to be in danger of losing your 501c3 because you don't have to call any names. You don't have to list a party. That's why I call the party of killing babies.
Absolutely. The black church has neglected this. The black Margaret Sanger and other Democrats who believe in and killing unborn babies, they know they can go to the
black. That is murder.
They know they can go to the black church, stand in the pulpit.
Absolutely.
And that sort of thing. And that is wrong. Do not let anyone who supports abortion to go into your pulpit to push their campaign. The Democratic Party wants and needs victims. That's why the liquor stores are open. The marijuana shops are open.
Absolutely.
The abortion clinics are open, but they want to keep churches and schools closed. And our children, particularly our black children, need to physically be in school. A lot of their parents, they're in broken homes. The mothers are not really well educated. She needs to go to work. She has to work. And these kids are, you don't know what they're doing
or
on the computer.
Or go to school and learn a trade.
Some of them don't have computers. Yes. And the children are protected at least those 8 hours in school or 7 hours from any domestic violence or being hungry. They need to physically be in schools. But the Democrats are blocking. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, when President Trump wanted to do a rent protection, President Trump wanted to give more to help those who have been economically damaged by COVID-19. The Democrats blocked it, but they want to give money to illegal immigrants.
To illegal aliens.
This is outrageous.
Absolutely.
The Democratic Party has essentially turned its back on the American people, and the only folks who don't seem to understand that, besides the left and the media, are black people. They are really ruining our lives. A lot of black businesses have been neglected, and the money that Black Lives Matter has is not helping black people. They're not rebuilding businesses, rebuilding areas that have been torn down.
No, they're trying to destroy America and the nucleus family.
Exactly, and it says on the Black Lives Matter website that they want to deconstruct the nuclear family as if the black family hasn't been decimated enough.
And you know, when you talked about, you know, what Nancy Pelosi is doing, like the Democratic Party with this COVID bill, you know, our president basically termed it as a $3.5 trillion giveaway with stimulus checks for illegals, mass release of illegal aliens from detention, mass release of inmates, including those with who have committed serious felons. And they want to use the COVID relief bill to ban voter ID, you know, like signature verification for federal elections. That's why our president had to use an executive order, because all of this is foolishness. When are people who have come into your country illegally qualified to receive taxpayer dollars? This is what the Democratic Party has turned into. See, they're not concerned with your taxpayer dollars, which need to go to our homeless, our veterans, our mothers who are escaping abusive situations. They're more concerned about building up a voting bloc.
That's exactly
so it. That they can stay in power forever.
Yep.
See, they want to shape our daily lives, and they want to take over our daily lives. That's why they repeatedly have these commercials on liberal TV telling us stay at home and stay safe. Well, I feel safe coming out among people.
Well, I have a question, Barbara.
Yes, my darling.
Now, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris's new ticket, they appeared in public but would not take any questions. But the one thing Biden had to say, or Harris had to say, was we should have a national mandate for masks. Listen, there's no science behind it.
None.
This is to control the American people. It is not constitutional. And if that's the best that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden can do, this ticket is sunk. It is clear that the only person who is viable, who loves this country, who will fight for Americans across the board, regardless of color, is Donald Trump. He is the only option. And I really believe that President Trump will win California, Nevada. He will win the New York State tri-state area. Watch it. I believe he will win New Jersey. I believe he will win New York State. The Police Benevolent Association of New York City has endorsed, if I'm not mistaken, President Trump. He will win this area because people have seen that under Democrats, we're going to get socialism. Imagine mandating children who have not been affected by COVID wearing a mask even over their nose.
That's crazy.
That's almost child abuse, to have your children in a mask all day. It should be those who are vulnerable, like senior citizens and others, but not innocent children. This is gone. COVID-19 is real, but the reaction is political.
No, we have never. All of the viruses that we have endured, H3N2, H1N1, and so on and so on. We have never had a lockdown. We have never been told or tried to be mandated to wear a mask. Never in our history. What makes this so different? Well, what's different is we have Donald Trump in the White House. So they've done everything they can to break this economy, because, you know, we were booming and zooming. Everything was looking good. Unemployment for blacks, Hispanics, even the disabled was at record lows. And another thing about it, look at what's happening in America. Here it is. The Democrats won't even criticize the riots. They are determined to call them peaceful demonstrations or peaceful protesters. What in the world is, you see, they assume that those that they have trained are just too dumb to realize reality. Mm-hmm. And they want to really just dumb down the rest of us. But some of us are not programmable. And we know that riots are riots. When you're burning buildings, when you're burning cars,
yep,
when you're hitting elderly people in their heads for nothing.
Right.
That is not peaceful. There is no peace in that at all. And we are not stupid.
Right.
But they assume we are stupid. You know, it's beyond reason and it's beyond logic. But also, you know, I have to report on something that's very good. The post office said that they needed $25 billion to be able to carry out the mail-in and mail-in voting, because that's what they want.
Right.
But Trump says he's deprived them of those funds. So now Nancy Pelosi and all of them, you know, they're panicking. They don't know what to do now.
Well, it's a conflict because the U.S. Postal Service has endorsed Joe Biden, and the Democrats are all pushing for this mail-in voting. Mail-in voting is different from absentee ballot voting.
Totally.
Someone out there, please correct me. Because with absentee ballot voting, you're out of the country, what have you. You have to provide ID to vote that way. Mail-in balloting, they can just go to a senior citizen home, grab the ballots, mark it any way they want. They can do all kinds of chicanery and all kinds of trickery with mail-in voting. We will vote in person. If we can go to Walmart, we can go to our stores, we can go get whatever in person, we can vote, and I will vote in person. It's up
absolutely
to you if you want to do mail-in, but understand you're wasting your vote if you do the mail-in because it's going to be fraud involved. Vote
absolutely
in person.
Absolutely.
If you have to wear a mask, but vote in person.
And really, that's crazy. But, you know, we have to do what we have to do. But like you said, you know, the mail in, I mean, if an absentee ballot is totally different. I just learned that the other day, that on a mail in ballot, a bunch can be just mail any old place.
Exactly.
It can be
and
up to an abandoned building, and you
right
can have a bunch of postal workers or just volunteers or just leftists
right
marking ballots and then returning
well
them.
This is what passed in California, and this is one of the reasons why you get these leftists reelected. They have ballot
and that's what we need to
ballot harvesting,
yes,
where you have
yes
a political operative
yes
pick up the ballots and they can manipulate
yes
it any way they want. That's why they've kept winning California. However, the tide is turning. I think a Mike Garcia won out in California because the people, even with the ballot harvesting cheating, so many people showed up or voted for him, whether in mail-in or in person. He won. He's a Republican. He won. Before we go any further, I just a little housekeeping thing. We have a show, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday where it's a call-in, Pray and Fight for America. It's Wednesdays at 7:30. We will post it on Wednesday evening. We want you to be aware of that. Barbara's book, thank you for all your support, Escaping the Racism of Low Expectation, where Barbara expertly lays this all out because she was a brainwashed Democrat. So she's seen it from the East Coast, West Coast, whatever. So please pick a book, share her book, and let other people know because we want to get you out there. And we support people like Leo Terrell, a Democrat. He's been on Fox. He's been on Sean Hannity's show. And
oh,
he's
yes
supporting President
yes
Trump.
Yes, yes.
There's really no option, I mean, quite frankly. And we're not getting paid for this. There's no price tag to tell people the truth. We are
isn't
doing this from our hearts. No one is paying us.
You know who pays?
Yeah. The veil must be lifted.
Yes.
Before
yes
black people are in the wilderness. You know, the children of Israel were put in the wilderness when they disobeyed God. They were captured by the Babylonians. We are in the wilderness because we're disobeying God. Singing a song 20 times is not going to get you right with Jesus. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments.
And he also said, when he sets you free, you'll be free indeed.
Exactly.
You'll be free from what the media is telling you. You'll be free from what the propagandists tell you. You'll be free from what the Democratic Party is telling you. You'll be able to think. And you will have that spirit of discernment to know right from wrong, godliness from ungodliness. You know, I see on television that Biden has some commercials on. And his theme is Build Back Better. Well, you know what? How can you build back better when you've been in there almost 40 years and you didn't build anything then? And who do we have? Hideaway Hunter. Why is he hiding away? He's hiding away because he doesn't want people to remember how he has profited because of his father being the vice president and the senator. Now, here it is. Look at the comparison. You have Trump's children who aren't hiding out, who are there showing their faces and supporting their father because their father hasn't been in politics all of these years and been a crook and has been slipping them money that taxpayers and other countries have been giving them. Hideaway Hunter shows us what what Biden is about. You're going to fight climate change, and you're going to work on national security. How do you work on national security when you and your running mate promote open borders? That's no national security. You see, they lie, but they expect us to swallow those lies.
Right.
Climate change. Well, they've never read the Bible where God is in charge of the weather.
Right.
Now, there are certain things we can do and shouldn't do, And I think we are pretty familiar with those things. But as far as paying into the Paris Accord and all of that,
right.
Our President Trump got us out of that. Our president has done more in the 3.5, almost 4
yes.
years he's been in office than people like Biden have done for all of the years that he's been there.
Absolutely. And think, speaking of President
Period.
Trump. I want everyone to pray for the president, the vice president,
Absolutely.
And the president's brother, Robert Trump. I think he was recently
yes.
hospitalized.
Yes.
So we lift up our prayers. But Barbara, I have a question for you and the audience out here.
Okay.
Can anyone name me one thing significant that Kamala Harris or Joe Biden has done for the American people? Joe Biden has been in Washington, D.C. nearly 40
years.
Almost 50 years, actually.
Right.
I can't think of one thing Biden has done, literally one thing, to help the American people.
No.
I can't think. And Trump has done more, and we can list. In fact, maybe next week we'll give you a list
yes.
of what he's done for the American people in under 4 years. I want to congratulate the president for brokering the peace deal between Israel
oh, yes.
and
That's
the United Arab Emirates. Now, Trump should receive the Pulitzer Prize for Peace, as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely.
The Nobel Prize for Peace, I should say.
And I want to learn more about the Qualified Opportunity Fund. I saw some blacks on television, and one said he lived in Jersey, and they're benefiting from this Qualified Opportunity Fund. How many of our presidents, even Obama didn't do that for black people. I didn't see that then. I mean, and even the judicial, what is it, judicial system reform,
right.
first step.
Right.
Look at what he's done. He loves all Americans. And for people to go around, and even some who call themselves Christians, to say that he's a racist, how would a racist, and why would a racist have so many pictures with people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, Muhammad Ali, Aretha Franklin,
right.
and donate.
Yes.
Donate to these
yeah.
people.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of a sudden, when he became president,
right.
he became a racist.
And one of Trump's ex-girlfriends is black. I don't know if many people know that.
Right,
so
right,
Trump
right,
is the worst
right.
racist. I mean, he's the most failing racist I've ever seen, because he has done so much of black people. And I will say this.
Absolutely.
As part of lifting the veil, President Trump has done more for black people than any Democrat in the history of the United States. Absorb what I just said. It is literally true. He's created opportunity zones in Detroit and other areas. You mentioned the First Act, real prison reform.
That's right, prison reform, yes.
Funding for historically black colleges
yes.
and universities. You could say, well, Obama did that, but what Trump did is to make sure they had sustainable funding even after he leaves office.
Right.
There is no question. And the Republicans treat black people, conservatives treat black people like we're equal. The Democrats treat us like we're infantile, that we can't do. We can't
Absolutely.
Rise.
Absolutely.
When black
Absolutely.
People wake up spiritually, God is trying to connect to, I don't know who's listening right now, but God is trying to connect to you. But you keep listening to that pastor, to Al Sharpton, to Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist. It's not a civil rights organization. It is a hateful, anti-American, anti-God organization. God is trying to break through to a lot of black people, but there are obstacles. One of the obstacles is listening to ignorant or
Absolutely.
Sold out pastors.
And many of them have sold out during election time. And I know I've gone from church to church, from New York, Georgia, Florida. I mean, and the Democrats sit up in the pulpit. In my book, I give you an example of how I was commanded by the Democratic Party, because I was a member of it, that I had to show up at a church right across from Harlem Hospital. And lo and behold, who was the morning worship speaker? Hillary Clinton. I almost threw up, because after she finished, the pastor of the church got up and said that she is the Moses for black people. I really had to run out of that church and hide, because I was so disgusted. We don't need a Moses in this land that we live in. We don't need her. We have Jesus.
Amen.
Who delivered us. We have the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment. We have the voting rights that was passed back in the 60s.
Right.
We have come a long way because of our
right.
Judeo-Christian founding.
Absolutely.
And God touching the hearts of those men and women in high positions like
Absolutely.
John Quincy Adams and all of them.
Yes.
and Abraham Lincoln touch their hearts to let them know that black people deserve to be treated equally, that they were human beings. And that has happened in America where it hasn't happened in many other parts of the world.
Absolutely.
That's why these people who are always talking about how horrible America is will not leave. Where are they going?
Exactly.
Where are they going? Where can they go to get the opportunities they have here?
I want black people to understand, because foreigners, people come to this country, they understand that this is a land of opportunity.
Absolutely.
Many of our descendants, many of us are descended from slaves. And we built this country, and we don't appreciate that we live in the greatest country in the world.
Absolutely. And see, my grandmother was born in 1898. She saw more hard times than we ever saw. But yet and still, she didn't die a poor woman. She was in business. She became a beautician. She got her license. She had a business in New York and in Florida. Don't tell me how terrible America is. Don't tell me how racist it is. I'm a black woman, and I've been around a little bit, and I can tell you what's the real deal here in America. Well, listen, we're going to have to sign off in the next few seconds. God bless you, and God bless each and every one of you for tuning in to Our Urban Story. And may God continue to bless our president and bless the United States of America. See you next time. Bye-bye now.
See you next Saturday, 3 p.m.
Amen. Thank you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night, feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. Moments of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. Founded in 2014 by retired NYPD police officer Michael Burke, Brothers Before Others is a national 501c3 law enforcement charity comprised solely of both sworn and retired police officers. Since their inception, Brothers Before Others has sent floral arrangements to the services of all line of duty deaths, regardless of where in the country they occur. Having spent over $350,000 to date, while the National Flower Fund remains their cornerstone, their benevolence has since grown well beyond that, even into the civilian world. For more information on how to get involved or to donate, visit brothersbeforeothers.org, or you can visit their public forums on all social media media platforms by searching Brothers Before Others. Line of Duty Cigars, owned and operated by retired NYPD detective Tom Werther. Visit lineofdutycigars.com for our handmade Nicaraguan cigars, custom ashtrays, custom humidors, and custom flask sets. Also, when you place an order, you choose a law enforcement, first responder, or veteran charity, and Line of Duty Cigars donates 10% to that organization. Planning a special event? Contact us today. Visit www.lineofdutycigars.com.